I also don't think people realize what they're asking for. You being like, I just want to be a full-time artist.
But I put successful in there.
I mean, but you saw, right?
So success is coming.
You had the full thing listed out, but there was a part of it that you felt that you wanted more than the actual successful profiting, blah, blah. The first part that you got that you probably asked for the most with your feelings was full-time. Yeah, I just want to be a full-time. I just want to be. That's all you were saying. Oh, that was the energy that you was doing. And I want my time back. Your words are saying one thing, but you feel the like, you know what? I really just want to make my stuff. I just want to have my time back. Cool, you can make your stuff and you got your time back. You ain't got no job. So now what?
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please. Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shakoya D.
Bad mind breathing 10 ear.
It's your humble friend, Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, and welcome back if this is not your first time here. This is a podcast where we like to talk about regular life from a creator's perspective. We like to break down the fabrics of life because not everything's always black and white. And in layman's terms, we like to talk about a variety of different things. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be movies, it could be food, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we love to bring you guys in on them and inspire you to have your own. Thank you guys for joining us today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Mm-hmm. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And yeah, how y'all feeling today?
Splendid.
Spectacular.
Oh, this is definitely a change from last week. I'm doing great. I'm amazing right now.
I don't even remember last week.
Y'all was tired last week. Mm. That's all I remember. I know for a fact that y'all was tired, especially you. You barely gave me energy when you answered the question. But you came alive during the rest of the pod. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about today?
Today, the topic at hand is be careful what you ask for. I say that because our words are a lot more powerful than we believe them to be. And so we be saying stuff and expecting it to, like, we be wanting it, but we don't expect to get it the way we get it. Mm-hmm. So be careful what you ask for because you're not going to get it the way you expect. 9 times out of 10, it's not going to come into your reality the way that you intended, the way you prepared for it to come into your reality. Because we be trying to take the easy way out rather than the path of least resistance. Them two different things. So, like, taking the easy way out is like, you know what? I don't really got to try. I'd rather just sit here and type away and then make millions. But it's like, nah. The easy way, that's the easy way out. But the path of least resistance is using all you have to get the things that you desire. So, an example is, if I'm a great speaker, mm-hmm. and people love me, I love people, it makes no sense for me to just hide behind a computer screen when I can just get out there and talk to the people and get a 10x result rather than typing away. That's just a small example on a finite scale.
Oh, finite. Come on. Positive word. Let's go. I think it's not only that. I think it's not only that a lot of times it won't come how we desire it to appear in our lives. I think it's also a thing where we a lot of times say things in passing that we are maybe joking about, or like we're like not serious, or maybe we're being sarcastic. And a lot of times, you know, like your subconscious and the universe, they don't know that these is jokes. So some of the times it's like, you asked for this because you said it in a joking way. Like, you made this joke and specifically said that you wanted this thing to happen, or that you didn't want this thing to happen, or like, what if it didn't happen, or da 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 da. You put that out into the universe and that's what you got. So I think it's not only a thing of like, be careful what you ask for because it's not going to look how you want. It's also be careful what you ask for because your words have power. And sometimes you don't realize you're asking for something that you actually are asking for. And sometimes it's the thing that you want it and you hope for all of your life. And then sometimes it's the complete opposite, but you got to be mindful of how you use your words.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, y'all, that's some good stuff here. Y'all been reading? Y'all must have been reading.
I haven't read in a minute. I can't even lie. I journaled today.
That's it.
That'll make a difference. Mm-hmm. Reading and writing go right
and
go
I hand in my hand. Dream as well.
Oh,
that's good. Good stuff.
You wanted to talk about it, or because you just paused? Like that was a very long pause.
They say something about dreams. Remembering your dreams is. Everybody don't remember their dreams, so it's something that correlates with remembering your dreams. I don't know.
I actually was reading about this. You need to read Limitless. The book Limitless by Jim Quick. He was actually talking about recalling your dreams, like intentionally remembering your dreams, and how a lot of people, a lot of the greats, inventors, or just people in general, they recall their dreams, and so that they could... They used to get ideas in their dreams, so they would recall their dreams immediately when they woke up so that they could write down whatever ideas that they got.
Yeah, sometimes I wrote songs in my dreams, and I finished songs because I finished it in my dream. So when I woke up, I wrote down what it was.
Oh, when I woke up, the song was gone.
I used to hear beats and stuff, like just... melodies and stuff like that in my dream, but then if there's too much space between the time when I woke up and the time where I was asleep, I'll end up, I don't know what just happened there. I don't know what was going on there. Part of me, I end up forgetting it in between. So the first, I have like a really small window to capture the dreams, but that's neither here nor there. Because that was kind of a segue.
Yeah.
I was gonna say in regards to asking for what you want or being careful what you're asking for. I also don't think that I think sometimes stuff goes exactly how we thought it. I feel like sometimes stuff goes exactly how we thought it was. Just made me lose my whole train of thought.
I don't even know what happened.
I put his hands down because he be having his hands in front of his face a lot.
Alright, one of y'all can go. I don't know what my point was.
I'm so sorry.
One of y'all got something.
Go ahead.
I had something, but what was the topic?
I just ruined the whole alright, that's all we got for y'all today. I will say that this is a part of a forgetting thought.
Oh no, I remember my thought. All right. Being careful with what you ask for, and it not coming how you thought it would. I feel like that's intentional because it's mad stuff that we be needing to learn in order to actually be effective in whatever it is that we're asking for. So typically, again, if we're going back to taking the easy route, it's like, it's a thing of, I don't want to do the work that's required for me to be what I'm supposed to be, like what I'm called here to be.
I don't always think that it's that I don't want to do the work that's required. I think sometimes it's a thing where, like, yes, I agree that a lot of times we still have to learn certain things in order to get to that point. I feel like there are some times where it's like, I know it's not as hard as I've been making it, right? So, like, what is the easy way to do this? Because all this time I've been making it a lot harder and you did this thing in 10 days. And if you could do this thing in 10 days, I know I could do this thing in 10 days. But I agree with you, like them get rich quick videos on YouTube and stuff like that. I had to tell myself, I'm not watching these no more. Because half the time, they be like, yeah, I did this in, I made $100,000 in 10 days. But you already had your stuff going for 2 years before. You just like figured out your footing. Or, somebody helps you out with a very specific piece and then all of a sudden, or it's like, this feels like very scammy, like, and now you're charging me for something because you're like, I can teach you how to do this, but it still feels very scammy. Like, you're teaching me how to scam people, and I don't like that. Like, just because you put it in a course don't mean it's not. Yeah, so I think that sometimes it's a, I think sometimes it's, I don't want to do the work, but sometimes it's like, I know it's not this hard, and I've been making it a lot harder. And for me, it was like, I feel like something isn't clicking. It wasn't until I was like, all right, I already have everything that I need. I just need to put it to use. Or if I don't have it already, then I'm with the resources on the way, or the information is on the way, or whatever. And then, yeah, go from there.
Yeah, I think I remember one of my older thoughts.
Come on.
But yeah, I was going to say, I actually do think I think you almost always get what you ask for, but I think you just have to be careful of the most dominant thing you're actually asking for. So, like, you could be like, oh, I want to get rich quick, and you got rich quick, but you also lost it quick. So, like, you may have actually, like, you've been asking for that, but that is, you didn't necessarily ask for the whole,
the rest of it.
So I think that's where there's stuff that comes in that we didn't necessarily expect, or just stuff doesn't, we'll be like, well, I didn't ask for this. Well, it's like you did, because like you asked for, or it might be you asked for money, but you actually felt like it wasn't, you weren't going to get any. So you got the thing that you were really asking for, not for it to not work, to prove that you, that it wasn't going to work. Yeah. Right. So I think it's just being more mindful of it. And then on the positive side, I would say, when you ask for it and you would kind of like positively expect it, anything that comes in that comes with the package that you didn't see in your head, it feels like a surprise, like a happy surprise. Cause like, I forget what I was doing, but something I was envisioning what my day was going to go like. And it was parts of it that I just didn't think about. So then when I got back to the house, I'm thinking to myself, I was like, oh snap, I didn't even think about this. This was actually a happy surprise. Cause like, it wasn't what I was like asking for technically, but now it's like, oh, this is actually fire because I didn't plan for this, and it's beneficial. So it's just kind of cool.
Must have been some dumplings.
I'm like, I am kind of hungry. Yeah. Right. when you asked me about biscuits, you was like, you not making biscuits or nothing. In my mind, I was like, nah, because if I make biscuits, then ain't no dumplings. Yeah. he was like, all right, cool. Well, I just make some dumplings. I was like, yes, score.
That's too funny. I didn't even know you was thinking about that.
Yeah, that's funny. I like dumplings with the oatmeal combo. But to what Damani was saying, I definitely agree. You do always get what you ask for. A lot of times we just don't ask enough. Like, we don't complete the ask. Mm-hmm. So we ask for a piece, but don't ask how to sustain it. Or we don't ask for the whole thing. We just want this one little piece. Mm-hmm. So then when everything else come, it's like, that could be what it is. All right. So we be expecting one thing because we only
ask for one thing,
or we prepare ourselves for this small thing. Mind you, if we ask for a cup of water,
I'm gonna prepare for a cup of water,
but we get the ocean. Mm. Now it's like, I'm overwhelmed. I didn't ask for this. I didn't know all this came with it. But if we ask for, I don't got a follow-up example.
That's a tough example right there to follow that one up with.
But if you ask for a cup
and you get an ocean. But if you ask for the ocean
and get a cup.
Or if you ask for a cup of water and get the ocean, right? You're prepared for the cup of water. So then when the ocean comes, you don't know how to handle it. So if you ask for a cup of water and as well as provision, or knowledge, wisdom to be able to manage this cup of water in the ocean or whatever comes with abundance, anything, like just be able to manage it or ask for help, guidance along with this
cup of water.
Like the lesson is going to be like the lessons that come along with it. So I'll be able to manage this cup of water and make it the ocean. Okay, that's what it is. We be asking for the thing rather than asking for the tools that I need or the wisdom, the know-how to make the ocean.
But I feel like yes, but I think it's because of that. All right, I feel like the tools come with it. So like if we ask for a cup of water, he give us the ocean. The ocean and the tools are what we're getting. We're so overwhelmed by the fact that we just got the ocean that we're not even looking to see if there's any tools with it. Like, it came with a starter pack. And we just decided, I don't know what to do here. This is too much. This isn't what I asked for. I just wanted this thing.
Cup of water, but I gave you,
you got
the tools to make the cup.
Right.
And I gave you all the water you need.
So you can refill the cup. And it's like, well, I don't know what this is. Like you said, I mean, this is a lot of water, God. This is a lot of water. I can't swim. I gave you swimming lessons. Like, you know, but we're not looking at that. We're looking at, like, just the thing that we asked for and the fact that we didn't get exactly what we asked for.
That's good. That's good. I knew one of y'all had the cup to my water. That's good.
Well, yeah, and to be honest, and I still think it's, you're still getting exactly what you asked for. You just didn't take it a step further in your process. Like the process was like, I wanted a cup of water. You didn't think about, I wanted an endless supply of water.
Yeah.
You just said, I wanted a cup. God was like, word, I'll give you an endless supply. So you always
have
a cup.
Cup of water.
Right. So I think we just don't take it far enough in our own mental thought process to get to imagine the rest of it. And I mean, on the flip side, sometimes we're not even thinking about it, like, just at all. Or we might be thinking about it too much, and then we're not given enough wiggle room for it to happen in a way that you can't see yet, you know? Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I don't want to keep using ocean and cup, because I don't know how to flip that as many times. But but sometimes you can be like, yeah, I want God to give me the exact cup of water that's from specifically from Fiji, and then it has to be blah blah blah. And God, like, I mean, you can have that, but there's some water right next to you that you can just, you know, it's like, I mean, I know you said you wanted a specific Fiji water, but you don't need Fiji. I mean, you know. But anyway, I just think it just depends. I think it works on both ends. Either sometimes I think we're with our ask, we're not specific enough, and sometimes we're too specific with our ask.
Yeah, and I think that's where when people talk about, or when we're talking about, like, thinking small about your goals or what you want, or, you know, you're thinking small,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think that's what it is. It's like we're getting super duper specific, and I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I get, like, super duper specific and then get set on the specificity of what I ask for, versus getting super duper clear. So, like, you're getting specific in the fact that I want these things or better. Like, you're getting clear on, this is what I desire to have, but if you have better for me, I will take what's better.
Yeah.
And I think in the past I was more so like, no, I need it this way. I need this thing. I need it to come exactly in this way. I need it in this cup, and I need the cup to have this design. And if it don't have this design, then
take it back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, and, and it's like, no, like, be open, because there is better. At the end of the day, our vision is a lot smaller than God's. So it's like, ask for what you want, be clear about what you want, but be open to receive your abundance. Oh, that's good. I need to write that down somewhere. That was a good
message.
What was you about to say?
Basically, the last thing that you said.
Oh.
I was going to say, it's about being clear, but being open. What you said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the part
we're
missing.
Yeah, you definitely got to be open. I know that's something that when I was creating a lot of this stuff, I started developing a habit of, I have a very loose idea of what I want to do, and how it comes to pass is how it comes to pass.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not gonna be upset if I'm trying to make a Mona Lisa. I'm not gonna be upset that I'm saying Mona Lisa now.
Mona Lisa, yeah. Mona
yeah. But if I'm trying to make a Mona Lisa, and it's like, all right, I'm using these colors, I'm not going to be, at the moment, I'm not going to be mad that it's a different set of colors if at the end of the day I got what I actually wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times initially I was upset about like, yeah, I mean, I got it, but it's not even, it's not in the format that I would have, I said I would like
it. I wanted
like,
Times New Roman.
Yeah. I'm like,
this is Arial.
Like, what are you talking about, bro? This is what you asked for. And you got yourself a new experience. So you got to say, you do something that you didn't necessarily see, but it's like, do you still like it now that you've made it or whatever it is, or now that you've gotten the thing? Like, do you still appreciate the thing that you got?
I do.
That's good.
I wouldn't have thought me saying I'm a full-time artist, I thought the transition would have been smoother. Like, this, I promise you, this was my transition from working to a full-time artist. You know, I was working, and then I'm creating, doing paintings. I'm painting, selling paintings. Now I'm making at least what I'm making from my job. And I'm like, okay, now this is getting in the way. This is what they tell you to do. Mm-hmm. So now this is getting in the way. Every day I'm like, I'm a full-time artist, full-time, successful full-time artist, profiting, boom. January, December 31st, 2023, come around. Wait, no job? Is it July? I'm like, dang, I was clear on what I wanted, but
I ain't know it's going like this.
So now it's like I'm working. I'm still working, but I do have more time.
You kept saying I want my whole 24 hours. I want my whole 24 hours.
I should have also asked for some guidance, some structure, scheduling tips.
He was like, y'all gonna have to figure that out.
But me now, I probably wouldn't have it any other way. Mm-hmm. Just because if I'm too comfortable, I'm not gonna do anything. And I was comfortable for so long that I wasn't doing anything. So I was saying that I wanted stuff, wanted this and that. But I wasn't taking the necessary action to actually what I was asking for. So I had to walk the plank, but I could swim. He gave me swimmer lessons. So I could swim. We swimming.
Oh man. I mean, I agree. I think that, I also wasn't even looking for the tools. So like, I got comfortable and I'm like, nah, the tools that I already had are, you know, I'm good. I know how to do this. But then I found the tools.
I got the tools.
I found the tools. I wrote a book. And yeah, like, yeah. So now it's just like, I agree. I didn't think it would look like this, but.
Yeah, I definitely didn't think it would look like this, but I'm not mad at it. I am very aware of what I be saying now.
Mm-hmm. Hyper aware.
I mean, I was aware of it before, but I'm hyper aware now, and just seeing how the stuff plays out is super funny to me, because there's parts of it where I just didn't imagine it going like this, and I'm not even really mad at it. I just it made me think like, oh, okay, cool. Next time I ask, we're going even further. I'm getting more specific or more bold with my ask, like whatever I'm asking for. Mm-hmm. So it's, I'm asking and then working towards the thing.
Right.
In preparation for me to actually get it. Cause if I know that I actually am going to get what I'm asking for, then outlandish asks.
Right.
Please.
And then it's also a thing of like the time frame for me. Because I wanted specific things in a specific way. I even wanted to learn specific things in a very specific way from very specific people. Like, it was that. But even, like, the timing of, like, okay, I'm so happy and grateful now that I did this by this date. And it's like, all right, I was expecting this. Or actually, I think I was hoping for, like you said, full-time artist. But, you know, the tools, the knowledge, like I'm already making money off my art type of thing, like, but it was like 2 years ago. So then when it didn't happen, like me not realizing, I didn't really take no real steps to like bring it to fruition like I had been talking about, but so then it happening 2 years later, is like, oh, I wasn't ready. I was getting comfy with the extra money I had coming in. And I was going, mm-hmm. now it's like, I'm not rushing. You know, I'm going to take my time. Mm-hmm. And then God was like, psych. Jump in there.
Yeah, that's literally the analogy that I always think of whenever I take a little too long for God's liking for me to do something. Cause I'm putting my toe in the water and God like, I'm like, wait,
he's like, let's go.
Like, yeah, nah.
It ain't cold. It ain't cold. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm like, ice bath.
It really is an ice bath, basically.
Yeah, but yeah, that's usually what happens with me. It's funny because I was having a different experience. I wasn't getting comfortable, mainly because so I went from a job that I was not comfortable at all, and it was like then I went to a different job where I was like, all right, I can have a second to breathe, and then it was like, all right, cool. Jump back in that pool. It's like, bro, I didn't even really get a chance to get comfortable. Like, I was like, all right, it's fine. It's like, I had to remind myself this is also what I asked for. So, I'm being okay with that. But it's like, it wasn't, I didn't have the same experience as y'all. It wasn't like I was getting comfortable. It was,
man, I was chilling. Big chilling. That's how the live started. Mm-hmm. Even yesterday, people was like, the vibe in here would be, it would hit way harder if you just had some smooth, some soulful music in the back. In my mind, I'm like, if you only knew. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I told him, I made a promise to myself, not listen to music or TV till I reach a certain goal. But
yeah,
that's cool. But one thing that I was going to say was, now I'm in the business of making declarative statements.
Ooh, come on.
So it's like a thing of, this is what we doing.
Oh, I declare one today. Nah, glory. Sorry, go ahead.
Nah, this is what we doing. I'm making decisions. Mm-hmm. So this is what we doing, and I'm going to do this. Because now that I said it, I have to keep that promise to myself. Mm. So I can, one, build confidence in myself and know that I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. That will make it easier for me to actually execute on everything, because once I say it, I know I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
And once I say it and actually do it, God knows that if I say it, I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm not even trying to be right or wrong. Like, you can't tell me if I'm right or wrong because I made a decision.
Right.
So it's a thing of being able to think for yourself.
Yeah.
So I pride myself on that. Being able to think for myself.
That's good. I agree. I also think something that I had caught myself, because I've been writing down like the person that I've decided I was gonna be or whatever. Now I'm super hyper aware of when I'm not doing that. So like there was something I was gonna do, and I was like, I don't really feel like doing that. And it's like, if you don't do this, it would be you being lazy, and you being lazy doesn't make you be the person that you said you were gonna be. So it's like, I literally can't be this person and do that. So it literally just cuts off a bunch of stuff that I'm not supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, wow, okay, cool. I said I was going to be this kind of person. Then if I said that and I do this, I'm literally contradicting what I said I was going to be. So I'm like, nah, it just kind of helped me cut out the filter, cut out the fluff, and really get down to, all right, this is what I'm doing. And if I don't do this, that means I'm not this. And if I'm not this, then I definitely don't want to be that. Whatever that is, I don't want to be that. So.
Yeah, I think for me, like, similar thing, I've been able to actually figure out how to implement the values that I created a year ago. Like, I wrote down the values of the person that I wanted to be, but I didn't fully understand. Like, I would read them every day, so I knew them, but I didn't fully understand how to apply them into my life. And as I started making changes and stuff, now I'm to the point where, like, oh, like, one of my values is I value organization over comfort and chaos. So just making sure, okay, reset the room, or like just things that I would overlook before, because I'll be like, you know what, it's all right. Like, or even when y'all talk about keeping a promise to yourself, I would not necessarily keep the promise to myself because I would just, I guess, cut myself some slack. You know, like, it's all right, we'll just do it tomorrow. Then tomorrow come the next day, and then the next day, and the next day, and the next day. And it's like, no, just get this done. Just get it done. Because you out here playing at this point. And we got moves to be made. So, yeah. But I think that, just kind of circling back, we do always get what we ask for, even when we don't realize that we got what we asked for. And all three of us getting what we asked for at this exact same time of being full-time artists, it's just funny to me. But it was necessary, it was needed, and now, you know, onward and upward, you know?
Yeah, and I also think cultivating a positive environment and way of thinking allows it to be a lot easier to accept the things that we actually ask for when we get it.
Yeah.
So, because I wasn't expecting I was telling y'all the other day, on paper, like, you list out all my stuff on paper, billionaire breeze.
Marketing exec.
Somewhere.
Yes. At the top of somebody's marketing team. Yep.
And then I'm doing my creativity
on the side.
But I'm still at a level where it's like, oh, that's corporate breeze. Oh, that's creative breeze. I don't know, but now it's just, hey.
Just creative breeze.
Nah, I still corporate breeze too, but I'm my own corporation.
Oh yeah, so that's different.
Yeah.
But yeah.
On my Libra scale.
Oh Lord, here we go again.
Pardon me.
Okay. Dang, it was something I was gonna say. That Libra scale.
My bad, it was a wane.
It's all right. It's not your fault. Yeah, I think.
I have a question.
Oh, go for it.
Do y'all believe that when we ask for stuff or say stuff, we actually know in full what we're actually asking for? I say no.
I feel like we have the ability to know.
But like when we're actively asking and saying stuff, do you feel like we know? Not us, but like people in general.
Go ahead, you sound like you was about to say something.
Oh, I was gonna say, I don't think people realize how they're asking. I think the main thing is, so no, to answer your question, no. But I also don't think people realize when they're asking and what they're asking for. So, like, you being like, I just want to be a full-time artist, right?
But I put successful in there.
I mean, right?
So success is coming.
Profiting a certain amount by such and such. Right. I had the specifics.
People like, I don't do dates. I don't operate in y'all time. So, get that out of here.
Which is very true. But all right, so to start... So you had the full thing listed out, but it might have been there was a part of it that you felt that you wanted more than the actual successful profiting, blah blah, right? So the first part that you got that you probably asked for the most with your feelings was full time. Yeah, I just want to be a full time. I just want to be. That's all you were saying. That was the energy that you was doing. And I want my time back. It had nothing to do with the money. Money was second. It was always the thing. Yeah. So you just got to be. I don't think we realize that we're asking. So like you're asking with how you feel about it. So when you say it, your words are saying one thing, but you feel the like, you know what, I really just want to make my stuff. I just want to have my time back. Cool, you can make your stuff and you got your time back. You ain't got no job. So now what? Right now what? You be like, oh, hold on, now I want to make some money. Like, I want to make some money with it. Okay, cool. And it's like, you might
start making process.
Yeah, now you gotta wait for that. You didn't ask for it, both of that. Not with your feelings.
Y'all get back in the queue.
Yeah, and just feel your way through it, because we just be saying stuff and then be like, all right, I said it, but I feel the opposite. And it's like, you're usually, most times you're going to get what you're feeling, because your feeling is stronger than just the words.
And also a lot of times what you're feeling is what you're actually preparing for, not what you are asking for. Because I know for me, I was, if I asked for to be a full-time artist, but I was feeling doubtful about it, it didn't come to pass. That's why it took 2 extra years, because I was doubtful for those 2 years. And then I was like, nah, I'm doing this. And then he was like, bet, we doing this. And I was like, oh, yeah. That's
what I was like. It just made me think of when you, like, if somebody asks you what you want for your birthday, or if we going out to eat, they're like, what you want? And you want to be modest. I just want the but you know you want to try other stuff, and they like, nah, it's on me. Get whatever you want. Like, I just get the burger and fries, And they was like, and then the tab come back, and they like, yeah, it was free. I know the owner, and he was like, you could have got more, but you just, I could have got more.
Yeah.
So I feel like we just be being too modest with our asks.
Yeah.
And not specific. I know I wasn't clear. I'm getting clear now. Need a hundreds.
I thought I was clear, but
donations.
I think I wasn't clear in both the emotion and what I was asking for. Yeah. And I also was like scared to ask.
I was scared because I knew I was going to get what I asked for.
It's like a part of me that knew that, but like I was like also like, but is this too much though? It's the burger thing, like you said. Like maybe I'll just get the side of fries and that be it. Because, you know, I don't want people to think that little, you know.
I ain't eat before.
Yeah.
I don't got no food at home.
I be eating at home. You know, it's food at the house. That's what my mama told me. So, so like, for me, I'm like, I know for a fact I used to be, like, kind of a little bit terrified to ask. And even to just allow myself to dream or envision as big of a vision that I actually have. And I actually really did that full blown for the first time yesterday, like with no restrictions or limitations, because I'm listening to Playing Your Year Like a Millionaire by Rachel Rogers, I think her last name is, but yeah, I'm listening to that, and I was doing the instructions because I'm playing my year like a millionaire, and that was like the first time, and I was hesitant at first. But then I was able to just kind of release, and like, then I was able to write down what I actually wanted. And I was like, I didn't even know that I wanted this, but I do though. And I was just writing. And that's why I said, I feel like people have the ability to know what they are actually asking for. But most of us don't dig deep enough, aren't paying attention enough to like what we're saying or how we're feeling. And also like, some of us are just scared to even like allow ourselves to dream past what we've seen already or what people told us was possible. And what I determined yesterday is that whatever my forever home is, we're going to have to build it. It's going to have to be custom built. But yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, I had 2 points. One, I agree with both of you guys. I also think it's funny because, right, in life, it feels like, with God, you get what you ask for, right? Just, I mean, I think it's more so a combination of feeling and words. But I think in life, if you don't actually verbalize what you're saying, like what you want, you actually don't get what you ask for.
You're talking about like with people?
Yeah. So like with in the scenario you were talking about with the
burger,
right? Like that was a great scenario, but I know a lot of people would end up, they didn't ask for what they wanted, and then the entire time they're just feeling like, I really wanted that, but I guess this is fine. And it's like, you didn't get what you wanted because you actually didn't ask. So I think with God, you always get what you actually ask for. You always get what you ask for, but it's more so in terms of like the feeling. But in life, you have to make sure you say it, because if you don't say it, nobody's just gonna give it to you because you felt it in your heart. Like that's not how it usually works. So it was that. And then another thing I was gonna say was with all of it. Oh, it was, I don't know what book it was. It might have been The Power Now, some, or The Untethered Soul. One of them. It was talking about if you're unsure about like how you feel, right? If you have like if it's a conflict between what you're saying and what you're feeling, always trust your body. Yeah. Because your body will tell you what you're actually feeling, as opposed to you being like, nah, I'm abundant. And it's like, but if you actually feel the opposite, you don't actually believe that.
Yeah, that's why I had to go on a walk yesterday. Because I know I'm abundant, but sometimes the lack spirit that was over my life, it be popping up sometimes. Mm-hmm. It popped up briefly yesterday. Had to consult with you, and then I had to go on a walk. Like, yeah, we got it. We good. We better than good. It was something else that I was going to say. What did you say? Like burger.
You got to ask for what you want. Because, yeah, in life, you get what you ask for. But from God, you get what you feel like you
deserve.
Yeah. Which is, I didn't actually say those exact words, but that's the message.
I don't got it no more. It might come back later.
I think that's interesting, though. I think because the two are different, like, you got to... you gotta verbally speak or ask from people that are around you what you actually need or you want, versus like God being able to give you based off of how you actually feel like you deserve and stuff like that. I think that all of it, regardless, it all comes down to just practicing, like asking and how you're asking and like what you're asking for and being clear, being specific. Because even if... same thing about like what we was talking about, not being clearer on like what we wanted from God. It's like same thing with people. If you ask somebody for something, but you're like not clear on what you're actually asking for. Like if I'm like, hey, can you help me with this thing real quick? Cause I don't really know if I can do it, but I also feel like maybe you could help, but also maybe Damani could help me, but I'm not sure. But I don't tell you what I'm asking you to help me with. Like, then you're just kind of like, I don't know if I can help you either at this point. Like, what do you want from me? What is the task? Can I have more details? Like, do I need to be physically present? Is this a phone call, text message conversation? Like, what's actually going on? I think it's just like, regardless of what you're asking for, or who you're asking for, I mean, yeah, who you're asking for, or how, or whatever. It's just like, you still just have to practice asking. And just being clear. So being clear not only on like, okay, I want this thing, but like actually being clear with yourself. Not just being clear on communicating it to other people. Because sometimes we think that we want things that we actually don't also want. Like I could be like, oh, I want this thing because they have this thing. But when you get it and then you're like, actually, this wasn't for me. Like I don't like this anymore. I'm gonna sell it, or I'm gonna give it away, or I'm gonna do whatever with it, or I'm not gonna use it. And it's like, oh well, you never actually wanted this thing. You just wanted it because they had it.
I feel like that's okay. It's two things. One is in order to really know what you want, you have to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes spending time with yourself and understanding yourself.
And trying new things.
Yeah. And even to that point, asking for something because somebody else has it, I don't feel like that's wrong if you still get it. Because one, you decided that this is, like, you wanted this for whatever reason you wanted it. It's not bad that you got it because you asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always change your mind. So we stick, well, if I'm sticking to the thing, it's no such thing as right and wrong. It's just decisions. Decisions and consequences, whether good or bad. Not with everything. It's some things that's just wrong. Some things just wrong.
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff, it's just a thing of, is this my decision?
Yeah, I had two things. One, I do agree. What was the last thing you said?
Some shit just cringe.
Before
it's
that,
no such thing as right or wrong.
It's just decisions.
Decisions.
Yeah. Oh, so when it comes to you, like asking for something else that somebody else has or whatever, I do agree that it's not necessarily bad that you ask for it. You may get it it just may not be fulfilling at all. Yeah. So like you're asking for this specific thing. I remember the other point I was going to make, but you're asking for the specific thing that somebody else has because it could just be a jealousy thing or whatever the reason might be. And you get it, it doesn't feel fulfilling because you didn't decide from your own inner, like from your own inner self, what, like the reason why you wanted it. It was, you just wanted it because somebody else had it, which isn't necessarily a strong enough reason for you to want to get it and feel fulfilled, at least to me. And the other thing I was going to say was, to Shakoya's point about being more clear, it's like if I went to somebody, I was like, yo, I want a chair. And then they gave me a Lego chair. It's like, yeah, but I didn't really want that chair. I wanted like a different chair. And they brought you a rocking chair. He was like, I didn't want that kind of chair. I wanted like a chair. What kind of chair you want? I mean, I want a chair for my desk. Cool. I gave you a chair for your desk. Do you want a gaming chair? Or like, being more specific with that thing. And the other thing I was going to say was, I agree, but I don't necessarily agree. I don't know if you actually have to know who you are to know what you're asking for. I think there's times where you could ask for things and not know who you are. And in the spirit of you asking, you find out who you are. So like, cause I'm just thinking about in general, there's times where like this whole process of life, I guess, is us figuring out who we are or whatever. Right. So in the process, you're asking for things and then finding out, actually, I didn't want that. I wanted this, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't, like, it doesn't mean that you can't ask for it because you don't know who you are, I think, is what I was saying.
But yeah, I agree with that. I also agree that, you didn't say this, but in the spirit of asking for things, even though we don't know who we are, I feel like deep down inside, we always know who we are. So that's where that feeling comes in. We just don't listen to that feeling. Because it's a lot of stuff that I'll be like, I know I'm supposed to be doing this. But everything else in my life allowed me to ignore that whisper that's telling me to do this because this is for me. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. But if nobody else that I'm around is doing this, then it's like, why should I want this or ask for this or even think that I can do this, like, seriously. So I just feel like it's a thing of, we always know who we are, we just have to get used to listening to ourselves when ourselves tell us what to do.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. That's why I said I partially agree. I didn't fully disagree. I was listening. I was like, that's not bad. But yeah, no, that's good. That's good. Good stuff, man. lots of wisdom getting thrown around.
Word. Yeah, I think that it's important to, I do agree with what y'all both said. Like, life is about learning who we are. But we were given like intuition and stuff like that because like innately we are who we are. So we gotta follow our intuition, follow our joy, stuff like that to get to the things that we actually desire and the things that actually fulfill us. Cause I think that's an important part of really asking for what you want, or knowing what you want is like, okay, will I be fulfilled by this thing? And sometimes you don't know until you get it if you're going to actually be fulfilled by it. But I don't know, follow your joy, people.
Yeah. I had one more thing with the fulfillment thing. When you ask for stuff that actually fulfill you, everything else, we go back to the cup scenario. I ask for a cup and this cup is fulfilling, when the ocean comes, I'm more willing and confident in my ability to do whatever I need to do with the ocean because this cup filled me, like it filled my cup up. Mm. So it's a thing of, I love this cup so much, I'm appreciative of this cup so much that I'm going to make sure I get this, I get the ocean together, build some type of system where the ocean don't just do a wave and just take me out. It's like, nah, I got a filtration system. You got to come through here, build a dam, something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Stop the water from coming so quick. Pause. But yeah. But I'm done.
I was gonna say, I like both of y'all points. I was gonna say also the power of our imagination and being able to, I think that's another way you ask, like the things that you imagine is a big part of it, because when you're imagining a negative scenario happening, that's where the feeling comes from anyway. Yeah. So the more you imagine it, the more happens. And then I was gonna say to something you said, Shakoya, about it just made me think of it's a part from Quincy Jones' book. He was saying you have to go to know. And I think for when it comes to us listening to our intuition or whatever, you may not even know that you know who you are, but even if you don't know and you're willing to go until you know, that's the important part. So like your intuition told you to do something, you're like, I don't know if this is right, but I'm just gonna follow it just because it came from me, right? That's the way I think you know. But until you go, you actually don't know for certain. So until you, when it comes to painting, or you being like, hey, I want to be this full-time artist, but I've never seen anybody else do it, right? You had an urge. You may not know that like this is deeply about who I am, but I know I heard something and I felt something, so I'm going to follow that. And then in the process of you going to get it, now you know this is why. Like you only, I feel like you only know in hindsight most times.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you have a feeling when you're going into it, but then you have certainty when you're looking back, like, yeah. Or you'd be like, nah, I shouldn't have did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, either way, you got to go to know. Because until you go, you're like, you know, I wanted the Maybach, but now that I'm in the Maybach, I really don't like the Maybach. Right. It's too much going on. It's too much on gas. I don't like it as much. I would have much rather liked the Nissan, even though that's not going to be my case. But
I got too much leg room.
It's too much going on. It's too much stars on the ceiling. This is too much going on.
Got lights on my doors. Yes, touchscreen.
But you got to go to know. And I think that's until you venture out and do the thing, you don't know if the thing was worth it or not.
Yeah. Yep. And that's the I guess like the joy and the fun part of life is just like trying new things, getting excited about things, allowing yourself to be excited about things. But going back to what you were saying about imagination, it's also a thing where a lot of us to like in this day and age, we don't allow ourselves to dream or to imagine things. Or like if you ask people how often do you daydream, most people be like, I don't do that, like, because we're told in school, and we talked about this before, not to daydream. So but that's like a part of using your imagination, like that's a part of exercising your creativity and imagining what you would like your world to be like. And most adults, especially millennials, they be like, they don't do it, or they feel like they don't have time to daydream or to use their imagination or anything like that. And it's like, when you allow your imagination to run wild in a positive way, because them negative imaginings will send you on a spiral. Been there, done that, wrote a book. But but if you allow yourself to actually like start dreaming again, number one, it's so fun. But number two, it's like you really start to be like, oh, I really didn't know that I wanted this. So how can I make this happen? And that's, I think, is like, it gives you another reason to wake up in the morning, just get excited about something, to be like, oh, all right, I want to do this. Even if it doesn't look like, if it doesn't look like there's like a possible way to do this, or anybody has done it or invented it, like, all right, well, what do we feel like needs to happen? Or you could Google it and somebody probably already did it. So just, you know, yeah.
I was going to say, I think I agree, but I also think that the secret sauce, the secret formula, is that you're actually always imagining something. We just don't realize, like the people that say they do not imagine things. Sorry, I don't know what was happening today, but it was getting lost in translation. But the people that say that they don't imagine things, that they don't daydream, you're dreaming about something. It's just something that you don't necessarily want, or it's not necessarily in your best benefit. So like that's something that I was driving, and I'm having thoughts, and I'm like, Wow, so I'm like, even when I'm not trying to use my imagination, I'm using my imagination, whether or not, and whether or not you're using it for your benefit or your detriment is up to you. Something else that I learned is like, nothing good comes from neglect, right? So if you do nothing, your mind is naturally gonna do, is gonna run in the negative direction just anyway. Like if you do nothing at all, it's not gonna, basically you don't have to try to get better. You just have to try. You don't always have to try to get better. You just have to not try. If you don't try to get better, your mind will naturally get worse, if that makes sense. So if you're not actively trying to do something to better yourself mentally, I feel like it'll end up going in the negative direction.
Let me help you.
What did he say?
If you don't use it, you lose it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah. Basically. Yeah. But also, I was going to say...
Was that too... Imagination.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagination.
So pretty much if you don't use it, you lose it. And like in if you don't use it in a positive sense, it'll, and you just leave it to itself, it'll do whatever it's gonna do. And it's like your grass. If you don't do anything to your grass, weeds just start popping up. No reason at all. Nobody came in and was like, I want to make some weeds today. It was just like, the weeds just came out, like, out of nowhere. And it's like, unless you actively go out there, you cut the grass and you do the stuff, it doesn't look how it's supposed to. But if you do nothing at all, it'll end up being worse. So you have to do something.
I was going to say, this is also probably where the saying, an idle mind is the devil's playground, comes from. We're not even going to touch on that. But
what I was going to say was, before I knew I had imagination, still had sauce. And you ain't got no sauce, then you're lost. You also get lost in the sauce.
I never thought about it like that. But yeah, you actually are always using your imagination. Because even when we talk about fear and... like, you realize that 9 times out of 10, the things that you're afraid of aren't even going to happen, or they haven't had it happen. It's things that you created in your mind. It's like, that's a way of you using your imagination. So it's like, okay, how can I use my imagination as a tool so that I can get the things that I desire to get versus the things that I do not desire to get? And that's just like when you're training, it's a muscle. Like, just like everything else. You train your voice, you train your legs, you train your arms, you train your brain. So you train your imagination and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that if we look at it like that, then we'll be more inclined to get the things that we actually desire, because our feelings and our imaginings can align with the things that actually fulfill us, and we can get closer to who we are. And with all of that being said, we can live more life of abundance, and we can take better care of ourselves and love ourselves and be happy with our lives, because that's what we be out here doing, because we be imagining positive things. Like SpongeBob said, you got to use your imagination.
Yay! Sucker!
Yay, yay! Yeah, yeah.
Job, turkey.
What's your motive off of me?
Oh, man.
Oh, but I'll definitely link that episode now that I know where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
All right, we're going to
find
out.
It may or may not be linked. Yeah. But do y'all have any other thoughts?
The last thing I was going to say was, when it comes to that, I'm making it a habit to use my imagination only for things that are positive. And if I'm not using it for something that's positive, I'm only dealing with what's actually happening now. Mm. I don't want to do... it's either it's positive or what's actually happening. All of the negative stuff is like, that didn't happen yet. It didn't happen yet. You worried about... you driving, thinking about getting... you passed the car and you thought you were about to get pulled over. It didn't happen yet. Just keep driving. Mm-hmm. Till you see them lights, keep driving. Like, it's just... I think that's a big thing for me. So just making sure that when I'm imagining, I imagine the positive, and I'm doing and focusing on what's actually currently happening to build my positive.
Grounding yourself in reality, but also building your desired outcome.
Yeah, all that.
That's how you take actionable steps.
Message.
I was like, I just thought about it. I was like, oh, you ground yourself in reality so you could be like, okay, this is where I am. This is how I got here. And then you use your imagination to be like, this is where I want to be. And then you go, okay, so how do I get from here to there? Do I drive? Do I walk? Do I fly?
and you imagine the positive, it going right.
Yeah, you imagine it going right.
Don't imagine you still sitting here.
Right, we not
when you trying to get to there.
Right, you imagine, am I walking, am I flying, am I driving, am I on a train? And then you take them steps. You map them out. We getting systems together, y'all. So you map them out, write them down somewhere, and you take those steps. And you learn what you need to learn, and you do it joyfully, and you get to where you want to go.
Prosperously.
Prosperously.
Gracefully. Graciously. Swimmingly. My bad. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Astonishingly,
you kept saying it over and over.
I don't remember what it was. I know he just a bunch of leaves.
Prosperously, yeah. Gracefully, graciously, indubitably.
Oh man, do y'all have any final thoughts on any of this?
That's it.
All right, we appreciate each and every one of y'all for joining us. Make sure y'all follow y'all joy and be intentional, be aware of what you are asking for and how you are feeling when you're asking for it. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And if you like this episode, you are going to love the one that's linked. I hope you have an amazing day.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
Mm-hmm. You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth.
Jukebox, give me one another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.